The cause of the problem is very basic. In nearly 200 communities, sewer systems handle both stormwater and sewage. When it rains a lot, these systems get overloaded, and untreated water, or sewage, runs into the Great Lakes or nearby streams and rivers. U.S. Forest Service scientist Michelle Condo:
these overflows happen an average of up to 82 times per year at some outfalls in Cleveland.
There are two main solutions to this problem. There are gray projects, like updating stormwater systems, and then there's the green. Condo studies the impact of green stormwater infrastructure. It uses vegetation, including patches of trees and shrubs, to slow the water as it runs into sewers. She says trees act like giant umbrellas.
They sort of intercept that rainfall before the rainfall can make its way to the storm sewer. They act like a sponge in soaking up that rainwater and perhaps any of the pollutants that come with it.
Scientists like Condo say green infrastructure can be more cost-efficient for communities, promote more outdoor activity, and increase property values.
Many cities really like the green approach because it comes with environmental and social, economic, and public health benefits.
13 cities along the shores of the Great Lakes will be able to expand their greening projects through $2 million from the US EPA. The money will go to developing wetlands, creating rain gardens, and planting trees. US EPA advisor Cameron Davis says cities like Sandusky, Ohio, and Duluth, Minnesota were chosen because of their size.
We've invested in larger cities in the past. We wanted to make sure that some of the more medium-sized cities had a fair shot at some of these investments.
But green infrastructure is not the solution for everyone, says Todd Danielson. He's with the water utility at Avon Lake, a coastal city 18 miles west of Cleveland.
The wastewater and stormwater mixture comes directly to this stream, to Hyder Creek. And so therefore, this mixed wastewater and stormwater goes into that stream and then goes directly out to Lake Erie.
With a population of 22,000, it's the same size as several of the cities investing in greening projects. But Avon Lake is spending more than $14 million on a progressive gray plan. Danielson says that's the best way to handle the city's main problem: combine sewers and older homes that need separating.
We love trees, we'd love to have more trees, but it just does not stop enough of the water from getting into the sewers. For us, the biggest issue really, a lot of it, is the water coming from private property.
Danielson adds that there are still a lot of questions about creating and maintaining green projects. It's also difficult to completely rely on vegetation, says the EPA's Davis.
We tend to have older cities where our infrastructure, that is the pipes and the treatment plants and things like that, are much older and are in desperate need of revitalization.
But green and gray projects can work together. It's just a balancing act, says Condo of the Forest Service.
Even cities that are known for taking this bold green approach, they also have gray improvements going on as well.
Condo notes that cities outside the Great Lakes region, like New York, Seattle, and Minneapolis, are also embracing the green. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.